Bazinor had pipelined the various theories on what happened there. Anyway, we're here to wrap up the show. We're going to talk about what I think is a real blockbuster piece of information, and that Anthony Fauci is now on record as of a couple of days ago. He's on record as saying none of the vaccinations work. Jimmy, you know a lot more about this than most people. Why don't you elaborate?
Well, I do want to finish up with the last on the Nord Stream pipeline issue. I just make one more comment that we have seen a lot of reporting that has come out over the last few years with unnamed sources, one source that turned out to be false, but was very politically motivated and oriented. And some of those people actually paid, like the Steele dossier, paid by the FBI or paid by political operatives.
Right.
So always take these things with a grain of salt. So the Nord Stream pipeline article by Seymour Hersh, until other facts come out, I'm going to say it's questionable. So I think we agree on that, don't you?
We totally agree on that, yeah.
Yeah, so the next piece of this is, and the last segment, I think, is a really, really important segment. So way back in September of 2020, I wrote an article that was actually incredibly well received and one of the most shared opinion pieces at the time in the Epoch Times. And basically, the papers, you know, ultimately said, hey, look, this is a virus. It's going to mutate. We've got to get over it. And of course, you know, we had lockdowns, we had the vaccine effort that went out, and this massive push by the Biden administration to mandate vaccines, force people to take them. Federal employees lost their jobs. Military people were kicked out. Basically shut down the economy, kept it under, you know, water for really for years. We still haven't come back to the pre-COVID employment levels. And of course, the economy's had a very difficult time with inflation. So all these factors really, really make you wonder when you listen to Anthony Fauci and senior administration officials say that these vaccines, and this is after the Biden administration took power, said these vaccines are going to, first, they're going to stop transmission. Second, they're going to bring herd immunity. Third, that they're going to be safe and effective. And four, we're only going to need to take, you know, one, and then, oh, it was, then we're going to take two, and then it's boosters, and now they're talking about boosters every year. Now, what is absolutely beyond disturbing to me is Anthony Fauci has published a paper, has put out a paper with a couple other NIAID, National Institute for Agency for Infectious Disease, his, where he was previously the chair or the director. They've put out a paper saying basically that the vaccines are ineffective. They do not stop transmission, that the virus continues to evolve, and that the solution is to create more vaccines, better and vaccines and vaccine strategies. To me, this is unacceptable, unbelievable manipulation, one of the most damaging events in human history across the world, driven primarily by the CDC, by Anthony Fauci, and connections to the Wuhan lab doing research on gain of function for these types of viruses that was really pushing the limits of legality, if it was legal at all. And then to come out and say, hey, all this stuff I've been telling you for the last 2 years is wrong. And, oh, by the way, there are serious side effects with some of these diseases, as we're seeing continuously with heart disease, with liver disease, with cancers and other major problems. This is really, really disturbing. Most Americans, most people in the world better wake up to what's been going on here. And it looks to me like, again, influence of pharmaceutical companies, of political objectives, and of people that are thinking that they are much brighter than others and unwilling to accept information that may counter their narrative. And we've seen this over and over again in the last 2 years.
Yeah, it's been going on ever since COVID became a reality. This thing has been going on. I find it really interesting that with everything that I read from other doctors during this period, Jimmy stated that Fauci was doing the wrong thing, This is from physicians. Okay, there are books out there, there's a movie out there, etc., etc. And I am amazed. It shows you how inefficient government can be, because there is nothing more inefficient than that proclamation, for lack of better terms, by Fauci and then the President of the United States. It makes no sense whatsoever, and I think that is a huge, huge red flag on the effectiveness of the current operation, and also a huge red flag on the reputation of Anthony Fauci.
Not just Anthony Fauci, but the United States government in general, and certainly the CDC. Now, here's the worst thing about this. Apparently, there are studies that were used from before the vaccines were mandated, given to the CDC, that actually declared that, hey, there's a good chance this will not work against this mucosal, you know, basically mucus-based, nose-based virus.
Yeah.
And that it would spread, continue. Though this is information they had, and then they continued to push the lies. That is really damaging. The other thing is, they're not quitting, right? The CDC, they have just announced that they are putting recommendations for children 6 months to 4 years to get two doses of the vaccine and a booster before they start school. We know that children are not affected by the disease. We know there are potential, like life-threatening, potentially fatal heart problems for some young people, for a small percentage, but for some young people. So why are you taking a risk in mandating or recommending this? Now, it's not a mandate because the school districts do not have to do it, but clearly in blue, heavy blue state areas that have continued to push these false narratives about COVID, they're going to use these requirements and force children to do, you know, to take these vaccines that are potentially damaging, and we have no long-term historical studies of what the damage will be.
Well, we do have what I would call unofficial studies. Literally hundreds.
No long-term ones, because we don't even know. It's only been
no, that's true, except hundreds of people have had heart attacks and perished who had the jabs.
Nancy Mace, congressman, South Carolina, in hearings 2 days ago, actually outlined to these people that, in fact, she had adverse reactions, has a heart issue, can't be identified, and has some other health issues that will never go away.
Right.
We are seeing this across the board with athletes, with all kinds of people that are being incredibly damaged from it. And again, the virus does not damage young people. An incredibly minuscule risk of death, unless there's some very serious issues with that child.
Yeah.
So this makes absolutely no sense, with one exception. It makes sense if you are connected to the pharmaceutical industry, if the pharmaceutical industry is going to make a fortune off of this, and in fact they are pushing a narrative with their scientists that are embedded in the government, and unfortunately this is what we see, the most unbelievable corruption that has damaged humanity.
Yeah.
And continues at this rate. And the reason why they're continuing it, because they're afraid to be honest and say, oh my God, we made a mistake. Or to be shown for the corrupt actors that they were. And unfortunately, that's exactly what's going to happen no matter what. Because there's just too many people that are, there's too much information, too many good scientists that are saying something is wrong here. And that's going to come back and just haunt them and bite them and hopefully put some people in prison. For the damage they've caused to both the nation and individuals in their lives.
I really wonder if that's going to happen. It's very interesting. Pardon me, a very interesting point that you're making, Jim.
Well, I think there's, if you don't have accountability for this type of fraud, and of course this is directly connected to what we talked about earlier in the show and what we've been talking about often, and that's the corrupt media and the tech companies that were pushing the narrative that the government was colluding with them in order to force people into a particular narrative. And unfortunately, that's what we're facing today. This is absolutely almost an Orwellian type of control that's manipulating the future of our nation and humanity, and something has to give.
Oh, of course something has to go. It's absolutely ridiculous. Boy, just in time to wrap up the show, I got a real big frog in my throat. Jimmy, wrap it up, would you?
No, we're looking forward to, you know, people's comments on this on the blog. Go to the blog. But of course, we're looking forward to talking to you next week and giving more ideas. And thanks for being with KER Politics for such a long time.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.